Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. I'm Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom Radio, and tonight you're in for a very special enlightenment with Reverend Sin Lou Ningrafia. And Reverend Sin Lou Ningrafia is the owner and CEO of True Psychic Network, an international psychic medium and ordained metaphysical minister, spiritual teacher, and Reiki master. Reverend Sin Lou has over 25 years experience as a psychic medium, and she is of Cherokee heritage and was born in an indigo, which is an empathic and intuitive with special gifts. Her gifts include psychic medium, channeling, clairvoyance, clairaudience, working with angels and tarot cards. She is a Reiki and shamanic healing practitioner, also an innate ordained metaphysical minister from Reverend Michael Carbon, founder and senior pastor of Be the Light Metaphysical Center. And tonight we're going to enrich your life with some new wisdom. Welcome to the show, Reverend Sin Lou.
Hi. Hello. Well, thank you. Thank you very much for having me. Such a wonderful evening. So how are you?
Well, I am very excellent. Life don't get any better than having you for a guest, does it?
Thank you.
And
it's been a while since I've been. I'm nervous.
So am I, no. But something come to me today, and this is something I really wanted to ask you right up front. The psychic medium world and, you know, more of a intuitive world, how is that really starting to be a bigger factor in people's not only personal life, but in the big business and in business world, do you feel?
How does it affect being psychic?
How is it being used more in the business world and in the personal world for people to make choices in entrepreneurialism and in business?
I think it plays a lot. A lot of people don't even realize, that they have their own psychic intuitive abilities. And when you tune into your abilities and listen to yourself within, of course, with business-wise, you're going to make better choices. You're going to not rush into things, and you're going to think things through and look at the big picture and go with your intuitive, which, as you know, many people do, and they're very successful. And in the personal life, now, I guess for a psychic, like when I do, I don't know if this is the question that you ask, how does it affect them personally? People personally, their personal life.
But how does it allow them to make choices easier and be more open to make better choices is a question.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it would play the same thing in your personal life, don't you think? If you allow and trust your intuitive, and listen to a lot of us have dreams even. When you are able to wrap up in the dream and figure out the messages, because normally half the time the messages are for yourself anyway, what to watch for, what not to do, or what to do, what to go for. But it's a matter of trusting yourself, trusting within the messages that you're getting yourself. And that helps.
And, that's the thing. How are people afraid to trust that intuitive voice or whatever that intuitive path sends them? And how are they afraid to trust that, Reverend Sin Lou? What do you feel?
Well, even with myself, doing a reading for myself, it's hard for me. Sometimes it is very difficult because, you you put doubt, you know how you get those little voices of doubts in your mind, you know, so you go and ask someone else that is very intuitive so you can get a confirmation of something you already know, but you just need a confirmation for it. So I can understand that people who are not used to it, but the key is trusting. And it is very hard. You know, that is something that it takes practice, you know. But when I do readings, I limit myself. And normally I just wait on the messages because those I can trust.
Isn't that true? But here's something I really have expanded into, Reverend Sinlu, and really starting to understand. It's a limiting belief that we've been taught, and we've really never been exposed to trusting our intuitive wisdom or our psychic abilities. And how is one of your classes or one of your workshops, how would that allow people to expand into trusting their intuition and their abilities, do you feel?
Well, on True Psychics Network, they have many classes and workshops. I personally don't do those, but they do have, as a matter of fact, a few of the members on True Psychics Network, they do psychic medium awakening and development classes, you know. And the first thing is we're working with your intuition, of course, you know, which is meaning learning from within. So, you know, most of us, you're right, you're not taught how to use this sense. And this is the first step. You know, getting yourself familiar with those gut feelings and learning how to trust your inner feelings. That's the very first step that they teach. You know, and it goes beyond in meditation and how using meditation and for this and to be able to develop the pineal gland. And I do believe that diet is also very important. A lot of people don't talk about that, but I do believe that. Because when you have your body is being healed and being treated right and nutritional-wise, especially when you're doing a lot of vegetables and fruits and things of that matter, you're getting... That's opening up even more because your vibrations, your energies are increasing. You always feel good when you're eating right. Well, your intuitive also acts up even stronger because of that. So I think that's very important. Anyone who is, you know, wanting to use their own intuitive and making that stronger, I think that it's important. That inside and out, that, you know, make sure that they're getting the right nutrition, the energy that they need. Because it does take a lot of energy, especially when you're doing intuitive readings, you know. You're reading energies. So.
You said something in there that a lot of people don't understand. The body is actually the temple in which everything works out. And the diet and how you care for it and how you take care of your body does do that. So what is something somebody can do that's very simple to take care of their body just besides, you know, fruits, vegetables? What's something else that you can give them that they can do on a daily basis that will really expand their health?
Well, me personally, I juice a lot of my fruits and vegetables to get the best, you know, the most that I can get out of it. But outside of eating, of course, exercise is extremely important. Now, for people who don't like to exercise, because I'm one of those, you know what? I use walking, even bike riding sometimes. That's exercise, but I don't think it is. You know, you have to do something that you really enjoy. And it doesn't feel like you're exercising. So I use nature, too, as one of those. Nature in me is just, every one of us have that connection. It's either with the, you know, earth or water or whatever it is. And for me, it's nature. You know, taking a nice brisk walk and taking in all the energy and vibrations from nature itself. Yeah. It's healthy. Definitely. But
it is.
Yeah. A lot of those classes, like I said, I don't teach per se, but on True Psychics Network, they do have those classes, and the ones who are teaching it know better than I do how they, you know, what different type of programs that they're using. But for me personally, you know, it's just a matter of trusting. I mean, I've never tried. You know, I just, what my body needs, it tells me. Because another thing, when you're very intuitive, empathic, you know your body. You can, you know, like, you really know what it, you know, you're able to hear and listen and feel what it, what's going on with it. You know the minute that you're sick without anyone else knowing. Do you understand? It's,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, so it's important for me. I just know that I have to do that because when I'm doing medium work, it's important because it's when I'm completed, like if I have an event and I know I'm doing a group, you know, session, I know that by the time I get done 4 or 5 hours later, I'm going to be spent. You know, I'm pretty much out cold. And so it's important that you do keep healthy because you are using a lot of energy. It takes a lot of energy. So it is important.
Any questions for Reverend Sin Lu? The call-in number is 718-305-6548. And also I'm on the TruePsychicNetworks.com website, and if you look across the top, there's a whole slew of things. But there's one thing in there that I really, and that's your vision for True Psychic Network, is to assist other holistic professionals to be successful.
Yes.
How are people afraid to see other people successful, do you feel, Reverend Sin Lu?
How are they afraid?
Yeah, they don't really, they say it, but deep down they really don't want to see them successful. How
yeah.
do you see that, or is that play out in your life, and do you see that in the world?
Well, let's see. My own experience, let's see. Well, first of all, you know, the whole reason I put this together was because, you know, I felt that everyone needed a place, you know, that I just felt that there was a need for professionals, an area where professionals could be, you know, shown. And, of course, I advertise and do the promoting for them and offer them TV, radio, whatever they need, all the tools to provide for everyone so that they can, you know, brand and make sure that they're out there so that they're able to help other people. That's the whole thing for me. And I didn't want, because we have, as you notice, on True Psychics Network, we have members, which is different. And then we have advertise. You know, you can come on and advertise. We have awesome advertising packages for your businesses, whatever it may be. And we strive on that. We make sure that everyone gets out there. You know, whatever materials that are out there, I go for it. That is my passion. I started out, believe it or not, I was doing the readings myself. You know, I had my own little website on there, and I found myself advertising everybody else but myself. And I felt joy from it. I know that sounds crazy, you know. The people kept telling me, what are you doing? You're supposed to be advertising yourself. And I'm like, no, it doesn't feel comfortable, you know. And I would be following the visions that I would see, and I'd have dreams because I had messages for 4 or 5 years. And I said, okay, I'm just going to let it go. And that's how TPN developed, really. I just let spirit go and just said, do what you need to do and bring who you need in. and to make it very unique. And I wanted all professionals, you know. And I don't know, I see some business-wise, you mean, for other businesses, I see a lot of them coming around wanting to help, you know, and actually, but then you have another side to it. You always will, I guess, people that are, you know, the old corporate standard dog-eat-dog, you know, and you deal with that, you know, people not realizing what you're offering or what you're doing, and they think automatically, oh, you know, they have that, the ego gets in the way, I suppose. But I, you know, I bless it and let it go and figure, they'll figure it out, you know. Because I really do believe the more you give, the more you get. You know, I do. And, you know, a lot of people will say, well, you know, they'll ask, well, is it free, this free, that free? And I always strive to let them know on True Psychics Network, you know, of course, everyone has to make a living and feed their families. But at the same time, everyone on True Psychics Network, they offer their services every week for free. So they believe that balance, you know what I mean? They believe that they need, you know, because that is good. And it's also a good way of everyone getting to know a lot of the holistic professionals, you know, one-on-one, so they're more comfortable when they're dealing with them in private. And I think that's a great thing to have, you know, a service where people can go and they can feel comfortable, they can actually get to know the people and whatever needs, because we have such a variety, you know, it's not just psychic and or mediums or, you know, we have so many different types of healers and, you know, it's just, the list goes on. You know, and even we have even nutritionists, you know. We have medical intuitive healers. So, and we have also people, you know, the advertisers we have on our website, we have products for the spirit, body, and mind. So, you know, it's all connected to the needs, you know, spiritually and, of course, physically that anyone could need. But that's what I figured with True Psychics Network, I didn't want it just a place where you can call it. You know what I mean? I wanted a place where I can showcase the people who are very, you know, that need to be professionals. Yeah.
And now you said something in there, Reverend Finlu. Spirit, mm-hmm. body, mind. How is that really the way it plays, the spirit, the body, then the mind, because the mind actually follows the both of them. How does that really, when you understand that, Reverend Sinlu, really open people up to really let go of the ego and expand into their dreams and understanding their dreams?
Yeah. It's kind of hard to explain for me. But, you know, as a whole, you know, you have to, the connection of the mind, you know, of course, mind, body, and spirit, putting those together in your completeness, healing. And I do believe that. I mean, I strongly, you know, I always say walk within, and I truly, that's where I am most of the time. You know, I let my spirit lead the mind instead of the mind leading the spirit. Does that make any sense?
Totally, because I got a tape set. I got a CD called Spirit, Body, Mind.
Do you?
Yeah. And, you know, the thing that does for me anyway, it takes the angst out of making choices because
mm-hmm.
I trust more in the what
yeah.
seems unsettling to the conscious mind is very soothing to the spirit and the body, so it makes it easier to make choices, don't you feel?
Yes. Yes. And, you know, those times, I mean, I have, you know, some difficulties, you know, something will come up, you know how life is. And for a learning experience, of course. But life has a tendency to throw wrenches. And, you know, I'll walk around just like everybody else, you know, oh, my God, what am I going to do, you know. But then I realize, okay, it's time for me to go in my little prayer closet. And then after I am completed in my little prayer closet, I go and I meditate. And I listen. And, you know, majority of the time I have my answers at that moment, I understand. And if not, I normally, you know, I ask before I go to sleep at night. And 9 out of 10 times I will get the answer within that night. Yeah. So,
you know, that's... You
know, divine has a way, though. Divine has a way of putting people in front of you. You know that. The right people right in front of you that need to give you that message at that moment, too. You know.
Yes, they do. But they also, when you ain't listening to them, they put the learning lesson there, too, that can be quite eye-opening.
Yes, the consequence.
Very much so. I've had a few of them, you know.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. Oh, I had
but
them.
Any... Go ahead.
Oh, I said I've had them. I have many a times where Spirit has told me you need to go rest. And I'll be keep going and keep working and keep working. And next thing I know, I'm dead flat out. You ain't going to listen. We'll put you out.
Yeah, I've had that one.
Yeah.
And I'm also on the TruePsychicNetworks.com website. And I'm looking at the advertising that you do. And
yeah.
It's very, very reasonable and very functionable for anybody to do. I mean, to engage in. So what does your advertising actually give people if somebody chose to get on the True Psychic Network's website and subscribe? What would they receive, do you think, to expand their business or their life or whatever?
Well, basically, we offer the advertising packages, of course, and marketing tools to brand their businesses. And we have storefronts, you know, off online, that's what I call off businesses, off online, and also businesses that are just online. So we advertise, you know, whoever it needs more exposure, because in the business world, the more advertising, the better. And it's expensive. And, you know, when I put these packages together, I kept that in mind for my own self, you know, because I know how much it costs. I got to pay it. So I wanted to make sure that it was reasonable, that everyone can afford it, you know, not just some people. I wanted to make sure that it was something that you can add on to your advertising and not hurt your pocketbook. And with that, you know, on the advertising, we put the banner ad and videos or whatever that you have on the front page of True Psychics Network. And day and night, 24/7, we have staff that on all social networks, and you'd be surprised how many there are out there, honey, on all the social networks, we make sure that whatever you're doing, they know about, okay? We do, of course, the press releases, articles on our TPN magazine, and we also are featured in many different magazines. And we, of course, when we're featured in there, you're featured in there. So, as a matter of fact, we are in one of the newer magazines, the Door Open magazine. All their TV and radio shows are all listed. So all the North New England area, they have all their listings there for all the people who are advertising, you know, members on True Psychics Network. They also have where you can do a video or an ad commercial. They play them on TV, on our TV shows, or on our radio. You know, you have an option for that. So the list is pretty big. I mean, we go down the list. And, you know, of course, most of them, I have contact with them at least once a week. Sometimes more. It depends. And, you know, we have our own little site that we all go on, and then whatever information that I have for them or radio shows that they might need, we do that. And we also work with other companies, you know, advertising companies that we use. They work with us hand in hand, you know, kind of like their guest comes on to our shows. So it helps, you know. But it is a very unique, it is. So we're constantly putting most of your work out there, so it saves you a lot of legwork, and you can then focus on the real thing that you should be focusing on, and that's networking and getting to know the people.
Looking at the on the TruePsychicNetworks.com at the TPN magazine, and the White Sage woman, Reverend Tiffany White Sage woman, she has an interesting article about pet first aid and things like that in accredited hospitals from the American Red Cross.
Yeah.
And there's other articles on there, the intuitive development on Thursday nights via phone with Peter Roth.
Yeah.
There is a lot of information on that to really expand people's lives.
Yeah.
I was just looking at that.
We have so many. Like I said, when someone can come on to True Psychics Network and you can spend a good half hour, 40 minutes, and you still wouldn't be able to get all the information in one time. I mean, there are so many. Yeah, they're all gifted. I mean, every one of them has, you know, they're like you were just mentioning Peter Roth. You know, he's a human design analyst. I mean, you know, if you really look into his page and, you know, see what he does, and they have a wonderful, at Heart River Center in New York City, that's where they hold them live, all the classes, but he does them online and Skype as well for everyone so that they all can join in, which is remarkable. And he just...
Yeah, we have a caller. Are you interested in taking the call?
Sure, sure. I can yap. You got to stop me.
You're doing good. As soon as I can get everybody... Blog Talk and my computer and everybody. Welcome to the show. Who's calling and where are you calling from? It's 260-573 area code.
Hi, this is Anthony from Indiana.
Anthony?
Yes, Anthony.
And what's your question for Reverend Tin Lu?
Hello?
I'm just wondering about future job.
Okay. You want to know about a future job?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you have the right foundation. The right foundation is there for you, but to achieve those, you have to come out of that fear that you're in. You seem to be trapped in the fear of not being able to. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. And the only way you're going to get rid of that is to do the work. You just got to say, you know what, put your mind to it and that determination and just do it. Because that's the only way you're going to be able to move forward, because what it shows me is if it's really your choice. It's your choice what you want to do and what you want to be rewarded with in life. And but if you put it into your mind and change your thoughts about it, yes, new work would come into the picture.
Okay.
But as of now, the way your mindset is, you're blocking yourself. So you've got to be able to release that and just allow and trust. And you've got to put it in your mind and just let go of anything that might, you know, that little voice in our head that's always going, no, I can't do it, I can't do it, I can't do it. You've got to change those thoughts. You got to understand that our thoughts already do, you know, make our future. You know, it's not that we have to, we have to understand that. It does that regardless if you know about it or not. So you've got to get rid of that fear. You just got to let go of it. All right? I can't let go of it for you. Unfortunately, that's something that you've got to make it up in your mind and determine that you're not going to let anything stop you. Because the only thing that's stopping you is yourself. You keep blocking yourself. You procrastinate with yourself. Does that make
okay.
any sense?
Yes.
And if you release that, you have so much potential there. And you have your own intuitive abilities, your own awareness. And you really need to tap into that and listen to it because you have strong intuitive. You know a lot of times what's going to happen before it happens. You know...
Yeah.
You're able to analyze situations, and you're also a very good communicator. So, use those to your advantage, and that's going to get you wherever you want to be. But until you decide, you're holding yourself back. So, their message is yes, it's all waiting for you. You just got to decide to get out of your own way. And use those gifts that were given to you. And with those gifts, you can have anything you want. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense.
All right. Well, I thank you so much. It's such a blessing, and I really hope. And if you need any help further with that, you know, you can contact on True Psychics Network. They do have a variety of healing that will... help you and release those blocks. Whatever it is that needs, what you need to do, you should do it. Because there's such
okay.
a lot of potential there, I see, and it's a shame that you're holding yourself back.
Okay.
All right, lovey. Many blessings.
You too.
Thank you, Anthony.
You're welcome.
Thanks for... And... Reverend Sin Lu, we've run out of time. And we'll give the listeners some wisdom, and I'll close out the show.
All right, lovey. Well, I thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
It was my pleasure, too. And anyway, I want to thank Reverend Sin Lu and all the listeners for being here, and we'll be here next Tuesday night with Shannon Gronich, and we're going to talk about finances and an upcoming seminar she has. So anyway, that's what we promote people to help people expand the world. And anyway, thank you, Reverend Sin Lu, and all the listeners, and I'm going to say good night.
Good night.